when it's late at night, my eyes won't dare to sleep. I think about a tale of life my grandma shared with me. She had such pure and peachy skin when she was just 16. But for 3 dry patches on her back and on her knees, the pharmacy had oils and creams all spread across the shelf, enough to help her medicate at home all by herself. She'd choose a tub of Vaseline, to home she'd be dispatched, to see if she could soothe the itch that pleaded to be scratched. Oh, she rubbed it on her back, she rubbed it on her knees, she rubbed so much she soon used up the tub of Vaseline. She rubbed it on her back, she rubbed it on her knees, and it was good, but never good enough to satisfy her needs. She called the local surgery, requesting Dr. Brown. She knew her parents went to church while he made his morning rounds. He helped apply some special cream with a skill that's hard to teach, and found that he could treat the spots her fingers couldn't reach. So they tried it on her back, they tried it on her knees, they tried till noon, believing soon they'd conquer this disease. They tried it on her back, they tried it on her knees, and it was good, but not quite good enough to satisfy her needs. Eureka, cried the doctor, as the notion crossed his mind. These lotions might soak deeper if they're cunningly combined. Uniquely, this concoction had them both come to rejoice. To the skin that was once dry and cracked, now wonderful and moist. Now she loves it on her back, she loves it on her knees, she loves the feel of Vaseline with a squeeze of special cream. She loves it on her back, she loves it on her knees, so much more than good enough to satisfy her needs. Oh, it's so much more than good enough to satisfy her needs. Grandma's story never fails to get me off to sleep. Get me off, get me off, get me off to sleep.